Hi, welcome back to Learn Me Some English's Daily News Podcast 145. Today's article, World's Most Walkable Cities Are in Europe. Welcome back. I was away last week and enjoyed a really nice holiday with my family. So now you can tune in to these podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, and many more. Today's article discusses the top walkable cities in the world. Those are the cities where you don't need to use a car. We'll give you the vocabulary necessary, I will read you the article, and in the end, give you some comprehension questions. So sit back, relax, and listen to a daily news article while learning some new English. Enjoy. Let's begin with today's vocabulary. 1. Report, noun. An account, description, etc. of something, especially one in the form of a written document. Our latest financial reports are not very encouraging. 2. Trail, noun. A path through a natural area. I enjoy hiking along forest trails. 3. Quality, noun. How good or bad something is, usually compared to other things. The wine is of a very high quality. 4. Transport, noun. A system or method of bringing something from one place to another. Luxembourg is the first country to make public transport free for everyone. 5. Service, noun. A system providing a public need, such as transport, electricity, etc. The ferry service has been interrupted due to bad weather. 6. Free, adjective. Not containing or affected by. This cake is delicious. I can't believe it's sugar-free. The title for today's article, World's Most Walkable Cities Are in Europe. 9 of the 10 world's top 10 most walkable cities are in Europe, according to a report by a price comparison website. Compare the market Australia found that the German city of Munich is the most walkable city in the world. But what does walkable mean? For 53 cities, the company looked at how safe the place is and the amount of walking and bike trails it has. It also looked at the quality and price of public transport, the percentage of people who live near services and car-free spaces, and the amount of rain the city gets. So walkable here really means how easy it is to get around without using a car. The site said 86% of people in Munich live less than 1 kilometer from a car-free space. And although its public transport isn't cheap, the city is thought to be a safe place to walk around. The top 5 cities are all in Europe, with Milan in 2nd place, Warsaw, Helsinki, and Paris came next. The only city in the top 10 that's outside of Europe is Tokyo, which was in 6th place. The Japanese capital has a good public transport system and lots of walking trails. The U.S. is often thought of as a place where the car is king. So it's perhaps no surprise that there weren't many U.S. cities in the report. New York was the most walkable city in 34th place. Houston and Dallas were named among the world's least walkable cities, with Johannesburg in South Africa found to be the least walkable of all. Now for the comprehension questions. How many cities did Compare the Market Australia look at? A, 53, B, 10. Answer, A, 53. 2. What percentage of people in Munich live less than 1 kilometer from a car-free space? A, 58%, B, 86%. Answer, B, 86%. 3. What city was in 6th place? A, Tokyo, B, Milan. Answer, A, Tokyo. Now for the discussion questions. Number 1. What are your thoughts on a Compare the Market Australia's report? 2. Have you been to any of the cities in the article? Did you find them walkable? 3. How often do you walk to get where you need to go? 4. Are there many walking and bike trails in your town or city? 5. Are there many car-free spaces where you live? How close is the nearest one to your home? I hope you enjoyed today's article. Again, my name is Jean Meesom. You can find me at www.learnmeesomenglish.com. This article was courtesy of Engoo, www.engoo.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you again next time. Bye.